So not too long ago, I suppose. Although I feel like maybe time has stretched out for everybody in the past several months or so. Who knows why? But here on the Hanged Man, which is the world's only, I think, tarot-based music radio show, we did a show, and by we, I mean all of us collectively, myself and also you, the listeners. I feel like we're all doing the show together, even though you, assuming there is a you, may feel like you're receiving rather than contributing. I personally feel like we're all sort of in this together in a way. So let's just roll with that, shall we? We here at the Hangman LLC did a show not that long ago, although again, it could be like 3 years ago at this point, or 50 years. Let's just go hog wild with it. This is the world's only, I think, tarot-based music radio show, and we did a show based on the card The Emperor, which was, that particular show was marked by an emphasis on the intellectual qualities of the Emperor card, which meant that I played a lot of very, I placed an emphasis on the cerebral, and not even necessarily the cerebral, but just what passes for the cerebral often in music, which often just means like, you know, sexless, sexless and technical. Anyway, the point I'm making here, well, it's not really a point so much as just like I'm setting up what's going to happen on this hour, because this hour is essentially the opposite of that, because the gentleman that we're dealing tonight is the Knight of Cups reversed, and the Knight of Cups reversed is ruled by the heart, not the head. So he's like the inverse of the Emperor. And There's some emotional stuff going on in there. And there's also a twinge of disappointment in there as well. As if, you know, perhaps your expectations that were based... You went into things with your heart and not your head, and thus your expectations were dashed. And you wind up disappointed, you wind up unfulfilled, you wind up wondering why the fuck you even bothered. Anyway, this is The Hangman on Radio Free Brooklyn, and you're about to hear Miami. This is from their album Water Sports, which came out on Touch and Go Records Touch and Go Quarterstick Records, technically speaking, in about 2008 or so. I don't know. I'll probably have more to say about this, but enjoy the next 11 minutes, suckers. You are listening to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This show is called The Hanged Man, and our motto here is, we'll fix it in post. I'm your host, Hector, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on right now. We've got a show. All right. Let me restart that. So if you're not familiar with the show, every week I have my tarot read and I base the playlist of the show on the reading. This week, we're keeping it simple because Moira's not 100%. Last week, I thought she might be dead. She's not. But she's not 100%, so we're taking it easy right now. And so we're only doing the one card, which is the Knight of Cups reversed. So basically, we're leading with the heart instead of the head. The show is essentially about putting the visceral over the mental. The visceral over the intellectual, and also the disappointment that often comes with letting your heart take the driver's seat in the metaphorical car of this thing we call life. So anyway, we just heard two songs. They're two songs that flow right to, as you probably heard. They flow right together on the album. I just decided to play them as one, like a suite, I guess. Those are two songs by Mi Ami, which is a band. I don't think they still exist anymore, but it's one of the guys from Black Eyes. Daniel Martin McCormick, I believe, was in Black Eyes. I could be wrong about that. I don't know. I don't do research for the show. I did research when I was in college, and then I decided, you know what, guys? I'm never doing research again. So take that, working world. Anyway, the point being that there was two songs there. The Man in Your House, which is a song that at least two of my exes could tell you at least mildly disturbing stories about how weirdly obsessed I am with that song. And it then goes right into a song called New Guitar. Those are both off of the album Water Sports, which came out on Quarterstick Records in 2009, which was, I'm going to go ahead and say, a simpler time for all of us. But what are you going to do? Am I right, folks? So anyway, the internet, it's not just for QAnon videos anymore. It's also for Radio Free Brooklyn's newsletter. Please be sure to subscribe to our monthly newsletter for the latest news about new programming and, at some point, probably upcoming RFB events. You can sign up at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Also, if you're listening on your computer and you're thinking, it sure would be cool if I could listen to this on my phone or tablet, well, guess what? You're in luck. You can. You can download our free mobile app for iPhone and Android. Those are available in the App Store for iPhone or the Google Play Store for Android. So if you're tired of sitting in front of your computer like a sucker, you can sit in front of your phone instead, or, I don't know, have your phone in your pocket and have your earbuds in, or your AirPods, or your wireless Bluetooth headphones that you use with your Android phone, or maybe you've got cabled headphones. I don't know. I don't know how you listen to music. It's none of my business, frankly. I don't know why I'm even asking you this question. I should just get back to doing my job, because you're doing your job, obviously. So let's get back to some music. This song is called Love is Stronger Than Death, and that's all I got to say about that. Bye. Thank you.
And I can feel it.
Hello, everybody. I don't know. Did my voice sound weird there? It sounded weird to me. I don't know. You're listening to The Hanged Man, the world's only tarot-based music radio show, as far as I'm aware. And I'm going to tell you what we've been listening to. You just heard Allentown, Pennsylvania's finest, Pissed Jeans. That song was called You're Different in Person, and it's about the perils of online dating and the disappointment that can ensue, which fits right in with our theme tonight, because we're talking tonight about the Knight of Cups reversed, whose stock in trade is the disappointment that can come when you put your heart over your head in the metaphorical sense, not in the physical sense, because obviously if, you know, it doesn't work that way physically, I guess. Although, I mean, I guess it can if you're you know, flexible, but I'm talking in the metaphorical sense. I'm talking about like making decisions with your heart, with your emotions, as opposed to your intellect. In my opinion, both emotions and intellect are overrated, but your mileage, as always, may vary. Prior to that, we heard Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's finest, the Go-To-Beds, with a song called Melted Candle. That is off of the album Poor People Are Revolting, off of the once relevant Austin, Texas label 12XU. Before that was Circus Lupus, and that song was called Unrequited. This album is super genius, which is their, that is Circus Lupus's first record. One of only two records that they put out, both on Discord. Chris Thompson, the singer of Circus Lupus, has a tendency to not be able to keep bands together. I'm pretty sure he's been in like six or seven. He was in like, I don't know. He was in a lot. I mean, Circus Lupus lasted for two albums. Los Mordidas put out a 7-inch and they were done. The Mon Orchid had two records and they were done. Skull Control had two EPs and they were done. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Coffin Pricks are still alive and kicking, but Chris Thompson's bands don't seem to last all that long, but you know what they say, always leave them wanting more. Am I right, folks? That's what my ex-wife thinks. Anyway, before that was The, and that song was called Love is Stronger Than Death, off of the album Dusk, featuring a guitar player who you may have heard of by the name of Johnny Marr, who managed to overcome his past working with a fascist to release some worthwhile guitar work on other people's albums. So good for you, Johnny Marr. I'm happy that your career wasn't permanently damaged by the fact that you worked with a fascist. So what we have next is a song by a band called FFS. As I said, there's some disappointment that comes with letting your heart rule your head. And this next song, what am I trying to say here? What is more? There's like, again, there's disappointment. What is more disappointing than not getting a call? Am I right, folks? I know I'm right. Anyway, but before I do that, speaking of things that are stronger than death, COVID-19 is disrupting everybody's lives right now, and Radio Free Brooklyn is no exception. We want you to know that we have made every effort to ensure the health and well-being of our hosts, staff, and the community at large. Both of our studios are, they're not closed, but they're sporadically open. We're staggering shows, so they don't, like, you know, you can tell I'm going off book here because the read is not strictly speaking accurate. But the point is, we've canceled live events. Shows are not going back to back. A lot of people are broadcasting live from their homes and pre-recording from their homes, or selecting the best rebroadcasts of their past shows. So that's what we're doing. Here's what you can do. With most of our revenue streams evaporated, we need your help. We realize you may be hurting too, but if you can't afford a small donation, it would go a long way toward helping us stay on the air. There are three ways you can help. First, You can give a one-time or monthly donation by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. There, you'll find some great t-shirts, mugs, and other swag that we'd like to send you to say thanks. You can also use your phone to text RFBGive5, that's the number 5, to 44321. It only takes a moment, and you'll be able to use your digital wallet for your donation. Finally, if you're one of the vanishingly small percentage of people that uses Amazon, you can go to amazon.com/smile and register for Radio Free Brooklyn as the nonprofit you wish to support. When you do, a percentage of your sales will go to Radio Free Brooklyn, and that costs you not a single dime, not a thin dime, as they used to say back in the olden days when we could be in gatherings of more than four people without wearing masks. No donation is too big or too small. Whatever you can afford will make a huge difference. So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we wish all our listeners health and happiness as we weather this storm together. So, as I was saying, this song is by a band called FFS. It is a collaboration between the venerable Los Angeles duo Sparks and some band from England called Franz Ferdinand. You are listening to The Hangman on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, and that's your problem.
Understood again, anything, everything. I don't. myself believe it. This night will never go.
folks. You're listening to The Hanged Man on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, the world's only tarot-based music radio show, I think. Probably, maybe. So, we've got tonight the Knight of Cups reversed. That's the card. That's the reading tonight. We're taking things slow. Everything is in flux. We're all sort of just figuring out what in the world we're all doing right now. So we're just doing a single card reading tonight. It's it speaks to a certain sense of oh man, we're gonna fix all this in post, folks. Don't worry about that. But anyway, it's coming from the heart, and that fits with what we're talking about here, because the Knight of Cups reversed is all about the visceral over the intellectual. And to me, the previous song is the song you just heard, "I'll Never Forget You" by Husker Du. That is off of the album Zen Arcade, which I personally consider to be the ultimate triumph of the emotional over the intellectual. One of my favorite albums of all time. If you disagree, you're wrong. Before that was Wild Beasts. The song was called Wanderlust. It's off of the album Present Tense. Before that was Laura Branigan. That song is called Self Control. And I think it's on the self-titled Laura Branigan album. I don't know. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, where you can hear Laura Branigan whenever you want. And then finally, we started this rock block off with FFS, which, as I mentioned before, is a collaboration between the noted Los Angeles-based rock band Sparks and the marginal British rock band trying to piggyback off of the fame of an assassinated archduke by the name of Franz Ferdinand. But, you know, they rose to the occasion. It happens. Sometimes, you know, you're in a football game or a baseball game or a basketball game or a recording studio with someone who's just better than you, and you rise to the occasion. And I think that's what happened with our boys, Franz Ferdinand, on that record. We're almost out of time, so I'm going to say goodnight to you, because why the hell not? Again, we're talking about following your heart instead of following your head. And in that vein, this song is called Watch Your Back. It's by Knife in the Water. Have a lovely evening. I'm glad you were listening, and I hope you listen next week. But if not, you know, no worries.
come.